The markets, well, they just posted their worst year in a decade. It's the Business News Hour for Monday, New Year's Eve, 2018. Thanks for being with us, everybody. We'll start with a quick look at what happened on Wall Street and a dreadful December, then get into perhaps why the wheels have fallen off. Tesla has a surplus of vehicles. No, we're not kidding about that. Will Sears survive? We should know in a couple of days. Those stories, a look at the markets, and a conversation with Laura Kennard from DM BizMixer and Curated Growth Company on redesigning and reimagining large shopping malls. The possibilities that we talk about are really exciting. Stay with us, and Happy New Year from all of us here at the Business News Hour.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases, whatever's keeping you up, Arion can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Arion helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Arion is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AURION.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tero International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tero. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Hey, welcome back to the New Year's Eve edition of the Business News Hour. What, you left work already? Come on, come on, come on. We still got hours to go, right? I'm your host, Michael Libby, and if you want to reach out to us on Twitter, you can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Personally for me, you can find me on Twitter. I am at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, we hate to ring in the festive day on a bummer, but Wall Street has concluded a tumultuous 2018 as the major stock indexes posted their worst yearly performance since the financial crisis. Even after gains today, the S&P 500 and Dow Jones Industrial Average are down 6.5% and 5.8% respectively. Both indexes have logged their biggest annual loss since 2008, when they plunged 38.5% and 33.8% respectively, and that was during the financial crisis. The NASDAQ is down more than 4% for the year and on pace for its worst year in a decade when it dropped 40%. Yeah, that. Want the numbers? We will have those in just a bit. So, what happened? I want you to pay attention because this is kind of a long process here, but I want to get into this a little bit for you. What happened on Wall Street that sent the markets in the wrong direction? Well, we can start by looking at October 3rd, when the wheels started to come off. Up until that point, the Dow Jones Industrial Average had been about 8% up for the year. That's a solid gain, not quite as gaudy as the year before, but still 8% is 8%, right? More importantly, the fundamental backdrop was solid. The economy was growing at a better than 3% clip. Corporate profits were around their highest levels in 8 years, and the Federal Reserve seemed in control of monetary policy and interest rates. The market on the third day of October traded flat, with little indication that there was anything that should disrupt the powerful bull run into the end of the year. But then it happened. In a seemingly off-the-cuff remark on a PBS interview, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said that interest rates were, quote, a long way, end quote, from what he considered neither stimulative nor restrictive, the central bank's holy grail of neutral, where it could stay put over at least the medium term. Now, that comment from Jerome Powell garnered headlines but didn't seem to generate an inordinate amount of attention. The Dow dropped about 157 points the next day. That was a notable decline, but not particularly scary for a blue-chip average that was knocking on the door of 27,000. But then the next day, the Dow fell some more. and then some more, and then still more. Ultimately, the index was briefly edging into bear market territory. That's a 20% drop. More importantly, the market's worst fear was exposed, namely that a Fed that had been so generous in underpinning the bull market with scads of liquidity and low interest rates was now ready to change direction. And as the days and weeks progressed, Wall Street suddenly had a new reality to face. And that was a market that seemed bulletproof was now susceptible to a whole range of worries. Gains that had been taken for granted over the course of the past 9 months were now in jeopardy. There's a wobbly economy, an uncertain future with interest rates, concerns about the global market, Brexit, a trade war with China, and a president who wouldn't stop talking about the stock market all posed grave dangers. As Wall Street wobbled, the president turned up the heat on Powell and his colleagues, intensifying criticism that began earlier in the year. Trump wondered out loud whether he had made the right choice in replacing former Fed Chair Janet Yellen with Powell and said over and over again that the Fed's rate hikes were the biggest threat to the economy of the United States. He went so far as to take on the Fed in Christmas Eve during a violent sell-off. Now, Trump's strategy tying the stock market's performance to the economy under his watch had always been a risky one, and with a potential bear market looming, it all became even more riskier. And it seemed the more he talked about the market, the worse things got, and investors continued to worry about where the bottom would come. Today's gains were a welcome relief, but they are all predicated on easing relations with China. There are still those other troubling issues surrounding us, from a government shutdown to Brexit to the global economy in general. So word to the wise, strap in. January could be interesting. Well, here's a surprising number for you. It's 3,000. That's the number of Tesla Model S vehicles the company has in stock. We got that number from ElectroTrack, the people familiar with the matter. The electric car maker has been urging buyers to make use of the federal tax credit, with Chief Executive Officer Elon Musk reminding them on Twitter this weekend that the benefit would drop to half beginning in 2019. The report, citing sources, said that while the automaker is expected to deliver some vehicles on the last day of the year, that would be today, it's not possible for Tesla to go through the entire inventory. Shares of the company fell by nearly 2% after that report. Tesla had earlier said that everything was going fine and ensured that delivery for those folks who ordered a vehicle as late as December 20th could take deliveries by today, with Musk promising to reimburse customers if delivery delays caused them to miss out on a significant tax credit. Yeah. Well, the question is simple. Will Sears survive? The answer to that depends on holiday sales, and we should know more about that in just a couple of days, but the early signs are not good. Back in November, the company cut the holiday sales forecast it had made only weeks earlier by 13%. Even worse, Sears said it believed it would do little better than break even during this sales period. It originally thought it would make enough money in those 7 weeks to add about $400 million to its meager cash reserves, and then it slashed that forecast by 86%. Now, the company is yet to report how it did in December. If it misses its new, less optimistic targets, its chances of survival will be significantly reduced. Stay tuned. Well, it's over. 2018 and Wall Street is in the books, and the book does not read well as the major averages posted their worst year since 2008. The Dow and the S&P 500 posted their biggest annual losses since the recession. This year, the Dow is down by 6.2%. The S&P 500 is down by 5.6%. And while down, those numbers are much better than what we saw in 2008, when the Dow tanked by over 38.5%, and the S&P 500 was off by nearly 34%. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ snapped a six-year winning streak this year. A sizable chunk of this past quarter's losses came during a violent December. The indexes all dropped by at least 8.7% for the month. The Dow and S&P 500 also recorded their worst December performances since, yeah, you've heard it before, 1931. And their biggest monthly loss since February of 2009. Investors dumped stocks this month amid concerns of an economic slowdown and fears the Federal Reserve might be making a monetary policy mistake. Concern over ongoing trade negotiations between China and the U.S. have also pressured stocks this month. Roll in Brexit, a partial government slowdown in the United States, and there isn't much to crow about. At the bell today, the Dow is up 265 points, we'll take it, to close at 23,327. The NASDAQ gained 50 points to end the day and the year at 66.35, and the S&P 500 was up 21 points, finishing at 25.06. Gold gained $1.80 today to trade at $1,284.80. Oil was up a bit, 54 cents to be exact, to close at 45.87 a barrel, and the 10-year T-note is paying 2.86%. What a year. Hey, and thanks, by the way, for spending it with us. When we come back, Laura Kennard is back with us, as she is each and every Monday. And today, we're talking about repurposing shopping malls. You know, building community-engaged businesses in these huge edifices that are emptying out at record numbers. And we've got a couple of conversation pieces about that. I think you're going to enjoy it. Also, there's a couple of networking events in the Metro yet this week. Thanks again for being with us here on the Business News Hour, the New Year's Eve edition. May we wish you and yours the very best in 2019.